Namibia's representatives in African club competitions faced difficult return legs after UNAM FC and African Stars suffered setbacks in their opening CAF encounters at the weekend. UNAM, making their debut in the CAF Confederation Cup after winning the NFA Cup, lost 2-0 to Angolan side Cabascorp do Palenque at the 11 de Novembro Stadium. UNAM coach Robert Nossib says the defeat exposed his players to the intensity and demands of continental football. The first lesson is intensity. CAF football punishes every small mistake. The speed of transition, the physicality, and the detail from set pieces are at another level, he says. Nossib admits UNAM started too deep and gave Cabascorp too much respect in the opening stages. Physically, we matched them, but we lost some second balls in dangerous areas. The two goals came from moments we could have done better as a team, he says. Nossib believes the confidence gained from winning the NFA Cup was evident, but a lack of continental experience proved costly. We had belief from winning the NFA Cup. In spells, we played good football and created chances. The confidence is there, but we lacked experience at this level, he says. For the return leg, Nossib says UNAM must start quickly, be braver in possession, and improve their finishing. We need to score early and make our change a fortress. We must be braver on the ball, win more duels, and be clinical. Two goals can be turned around, but we have to attack without leaving ourselves exposed, he says. Stars demand bigger picture. African Stars also face a challenging return leg in the CAF Champions League after losing 3-1 to Gabonese side AS Mangosport. Coach Ronnie Canalillo rejects the suggestion that continental experience alone guarantees success. I don't think continental experience guarantees anything, he says. Canalillo attributes the defeat to poor decision-making and defensive lapses, while also pointing to missed opportunities in attack. We had two good opportunities to take the lead. The difference is what we didn't do in their box and what they did in our box, he says. He expects better decision-making, greater defensive discipline, and more decisiveness in front of goal in the return leg. Canalillo also calls for a broader assessment of Namibian football rather than focusing only on African Stars. For me, a football club is measured on two dynamics, management and athletics. Both must be aligned and strong, he says. Nossib, meanwhile, believes UNAM's experience highlights the need for more continental exposure for Namibian clubs. With one or two additions and more continental games, we can compete, he says. The return legs will be played on Saturday. UNAM will again face Cabascorp at 11 de Novembro Stadium in Luanda, where the Angolan side will have home advantage. African Stars will travel to South Africa to face AS Mangosport at Lucas Moripe Stadium in Pretoria. Despite the two-goal deficit, Nossib remains confident UNAM can overturn the tie. We haven't given up. We will go again,